The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, I welcome you to this podcast today, this Pastor's Podcast, where today we're going to think about the necessity of leaders to have servant hearts. We live in a world where many leaders are wanting to be dynamic and sometimes oppressive and bossy and pushy and just demanding things from their people. And there is a trend which suggests that you need to be strong and you need to tell people what's what and you need to be very dominant. But in the Bible we notice that what in fact is portrayed by Jesus and indeed the Apostle Paul and others is very much a heart to serve. That doesn't mean that we have no authority. That doesn't mean that we're not clear and focused in how we want to serve God and to lead his people. But it does mean that the real heart of a leader is a desire to serve the people of God. And of course, Jesus illustrates this so very, very powerfully the night before he goes to the cross. They're in the upper room. And this is the same time, I believe, that they have the breaking of bread, as we now call it, and the communion. There's lots of dynamics going on in that upper room. But one of the things that's happening is Jesus, he gets the bowl of water and he wraps a towel around his waist. The water is taken to the feet of each of the disciples and he begins to wash their feet. Now, of course, in the culture custom of the time, this would not be an extraordinary deed. This would be something that people would do. But of course, what was extraordinary was that Jesus was doing it. And one wonders that the disciples may well have been looking at each other thinking, why is he doing it? One of us should have stepped up to this. But Jesus is happy to do it because he says, if I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, then you also should wash one another's feet. The ministry of washing feet, I don't believe, necessarily has to be interpreted literally, but it certainly does need to be interpreted. The desire to wash one another's feet is a desire to refresh and to bless. You know, Paul talks to Philemon later on, and they're having to have a discussion about Onesimus, who's run away and caused lots of problems, but now come to Christ. But one of the descriptions of Philemon is that he refreshes the saints. And in our ministry, it's very important to ask the question, do we refresh, do we encourage, do we bless, or do we simply dictate and tell people what we want them to know and really have no great love or compassion for them? We've got more interest in our office, in our title, in people respecting us than we have in actually loving, serving, honouring the body of Christ. One of the key features of Christian ministry is that real love for God's people. This is a love that only God can give, because in our human love there will be limits and we will be frustrated and we will feel unable to respond in a loving, compassionate way to so many things happening in the body of Christ. We may be tempted to be angry and want people to wake up and mature and grow up. Now, to some degree, of course, that's understandable. But what the Lord Jesus is looking for in his servants is a desire to bless, a desire to be sympathetic, a desire to empathize, to seek to understand. That doesn't mean that we don't sometimes need to bring a word of rebuke, because that can be refreshing. When someone hears truth, from the heart of someone who loves them, they may not necessarily feel hurt and damaged. They may actually think, well, at last somebody's telling me things as they are. Sometimes people are damaged because of the unwillingness to confront and to face up to the real issues. This little picture of Jesus washing the disciples' feet is so important in ministry today. So important that we are prepared, as it were, to do what is necessary in order to strengthen the body of Christ. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that we are not prepared to delegate, but what it does mean is that when we delegate tasks, it's very much with a desire to bless. It's not to say, I'm going to give you these rotten bad jobs because I'm more important. I should be giving myself to these things. Now, it's not that. When we find a situation in Acts chapter 6 where the widows are feeling grieved that some feel that others are being treated better than them, the desire to find people to do this task is not the apostles trying to get out of something. It's more so that something is done. Always the heart to serve predominates. And of course, Jesus served us best of all by willingly going to the cross, dying for us. And we will serve our brothers and sisters by laying down our lives, even perhaps literally, so that they can be blessed. Be a servant, and God will bless your serving heart.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.